little side of me that doesn't want to miss out on, you know, the next greatest idea or thing. So I kind of like that, to, you know, to always want to be on my toes.
Welcome to The Ziglar Show, where we inspire your true performance. I'm your host, Kevin Miller. Today, I bring back to you the original Shark Tank member himself, Kevin Harrington, inventor of the infomercial, a net worth of $500 million by creating relationships with his audience. That was the main focus of the interview in our previous show, the main interview with him, number 507. Well, today we find out what the shark does in his personal life, his daily habits of success. Some points that we found out: he's the same weight at 60 as when he graduated high school. Doesn't look remotely like 60 either. He has a 15-minute hotel workout ritual. He believes taking care of his fellow man is the most important thing in his life. He's got a 30-year legacy plan for his career right now. That'll take him to the age of 90. And he has fun by attending sporting events. I don't believe that there's much, and I think you'll hear this, that Kevin does ever that's not fully intentional. And it's really inspiring to hear. Find out what fuels his voracious appetite for progress in this show. You can connect with Kevin at kevinharrington.tv. All right, if you're ready, then here we go. All right, Kevin, so looking at the Ziglar Wheel of Life and these seven areas of success that Zig outlined for us, I want to run through and ask you about your healthy habits, daily, weekly, monthly, whatever they may be in each of these areas. And we'll dive in first on the physical side. What do you do, as we talked about in the last show, and you talked about the next 30 years of your life that's going to take you to the age of 90 to be going strong then? What are you doing for your physical well-being?
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, you know, it's great that I have the goal to be 90. The good news is I have a little bit of belief that that's can be reality. My father lived till he was 93 years old. And, you know, so I believe I've got the fundamental genes. I'll start with that, is that I think I was born into a family. I'm one of six kids. We all have sort of a young mind, I believe. And my father, at the age of 90, was still driving and alert, and to the literally 24 hours before he passed, he was giving me a hassle about one of my new commercials that he was saying, you know, you that call to action came in a little bit too late in that last commercial that I saw you do. And at the age of 93 years old, he was still mentoring me with his thoughts, and, you know, as his son, giving me some advice. And within about a day or so, he passed away and of old age. So I believe I have the ability to get there. I believe it. I'm gonna do it. So, I mean, it all starts for me fundamentally with being a healthy person. So, you know, I'm 60 years old. Over the years, I've been very athletic. You know, in school, I played baseball and football and basketball and all the sports. And when I got to high school, I was in wrestling. I wrestled 98 and a 105, 112, 119. And so I'm still an old wrestler at heart. And it's funny when I meet other wrestlers that, you know, they understand that, you know, the bonding that when you become a wrestler, you know, from eating right to always making weight to, you know, I'm the same weight today at the age of 60 that I was when I graduated high school, wow. Right? I don't drink, I don't smoke, I eat right, I eat a lot of protein. You know, I work out I'm not a gym rat. And so I say to myself, first of all, I travel a lot, so, you know, I can't be in the gym an hour a day. I have friends that are in the gym an hour a day, and God bless, that's their way of life, and they love it. You know, but I'm in a hotel room half the time as I travel around the world, and I have a little ritual of a 15-minute workout that I do, from jumping jacks to push-ups to things that I can do, you know, without, I don't have room to carry barbells or any kind of fitness equipment with me. And I don't like going to gyms in hotels. So I have my own system that I use to get my heart pumping and my blood flowing. And I eat well, I carry protein bars with me because I want to make sure if I don't have a chance for a great meal, I can grab some good protein and so I actually love staying fit. And this then gives me a good mental attitude throughout the day. So being healthy is very, very important to me.
You know, that's awesome. And I don't think it's comes as much of a surprise given your background and all the people that you've been involved with in that space. One of the other spokes on the wheel, Kevin, is family and relationships. And I know your son works with you. And so that gives you, you know, some extra bonus in the family time. But what habits do you have around family and relationships?
So, you know, I'm one of six kids. We all grew up in the same house, and it was a small house. So I shared my room with my brother, my older brother, and I have, you know, the three brothers were 9 years apart, each of us, which is kind of interesting. So we go from 70, my oldest sister, I'm 60, and I'm a brother 50. So we have a 20-year span, but we all communicate regularly. We're very close. We have a very tight family. I have a great family. I have two boys. You know, my wife and my boys were very a very tight family. I worked for my father, you know, when I was 11 years old for a number of years, and then he was in the restaurant business. And when he retired out of the restaurant business, I had a business brokerage company, and he said, Kevin, he said, you're selling laundromats, pizza parlors, and restaurants. I know the restaurant business, and I know a lot of restaurant owners. Why don't I help you out? So he actually joined my company, and became part of, you know, the selling of businesses and under the umbrella of Kevin Harrington Enterprises back in the day. So I worked for my father. My father ended up working for me, and I wasn't like the guy that ran around and said, "Oh, my father works for me," kind of person. It was, you know, actually some people actually thought I was still working for my father in some cases, right? So, you know, but you know, we, you know, I was, you know, there when my mother passed, and there when my father passed, and our family is very, very close. And so I think that, you know, I actually now as a practice, as the head of my own family with two kids, two boys, one's 19, one's 29. I actually, unfortunately, as a busy entrepreneur, I have to schedule the family time. So, you know, it gets down to a, you know, a calendar situation that I have to make sure that I've got, you know, I've been on the road right now for a week, but I've got calendared time with my wife when I come home. And she's expecting that when I do have that calendar time, there's not going to be a cell phone involved. Okay. So I'll actually hand it over to her during my family time with my wife. So, and then we're scheduling up all of our next times, you know, for the holidays. We've got a 2-week window where we're going to have a lot of family time. And then we book all of our, you know, unfortunately, obviously you got to calendar different vacations and things that you got to do. So, you know, it's important that, you know, as a family unit, that we schedule and have all of these moments that we have together. And I think that's, you know, it's vital. And so for me, it becomes, you know, part of making sure that if I get it on the calendar, then it, you know, it's scheduled, and that is my time for my family uninterrupted.
That's excellent. So I hear, yeah, you're intentional, and in that time you're honoring. I love the handing over the phone. It is incredible. So the next one on here is just the mental aspect, staying mentally strong. And I know this is something you've done over a lifetime, but even today, are there still consistent habits or routines or exercises that you do to maintain your mental health?
So, yeah, I mean, I believe mental health also starts by feeling good physically, you know, because, you know, you wake up, some people wake up and don't feel good in the morning. They're tired. They're lethargic. I believe you got to, you know, kind of get a jump start, you know, to the day. And so I keep myself very abreast of all the things that are happening out in the world. I get 5 newspapers delivered to my home. If I'm traveling, I'm going into the .com subscriptions online, the digital versions of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, et cetera. And then, you know, catch up on the things when I do get home that are the local versions of what I need. But I believe that I call it, you know, keeping a mental focus on what's happening, not just in the world, but then on your business. So I get tons of catalogs delivered to the house and trade journals and all the industries that I'm involved with. So, you know, I'm involved in the houseware industry, the hardware industry, the toy industry, golf, fishing, beauty, et cetera. So I get trade journals, catalogs, and this mental side of what I'm doing is keeping myself informed on all the things that are happening in all the different industries. And so there's an energy that flows to me by doing this. When I'm on a 5-hour flight, I'm not just sleeping or catching up on sleep or whatever. I'm actually reading. And even to the point of, you know, just last night, the end of the night, I went to see what are the top selling items from Amazon this week. And so, you know, I'm constantly, you know, powering myself with information, curiosity, and keeping my mental processes flowing very aggressively in terms of staying up to speed on what's out there. And there's a little side of me that doesn't want to miss out on, you know, the next greatest idea or thing. So I kind of like that, to always want to be on my toes.
I think we could do an entire show on your mental side of your life, because Zig Ziglar would say you can change who you are and where you are by changing one thing, what you put into your mind. And I think you are, a lot of your success is a product of what you've put into your mind. So I hope everybody heard that and listened to that, because that's powerful. The next spoke is one that I think people naturally assume is, not an issue for you anymore, and that's financial. But I think you probably had some healthy habits along the way that allowed you to be in the financial position you're in today.
Yeah. So financial is, you know, I my mother came from a family of finance experts. Her father was one of the original presidents of Fifth Third Bank in Cincinnati, Ohio. Fifth Third Bank started in Cincinnati with one bank, and now Fifth Third is a bank all across America. Certainly on the East Coast, and they're in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they're in Florida, and I don't know how many other states. But so my grandfather was one of the original heads of Fifth Third Bank. So she was very financial. My father was very entrepreneurial, but she wanted to live in the right neighborhoods. And so they had the cheapest house in the great neighborhood. So I grew up around some very successful families, and some of them had a lot of the things in life that that they wanted were given to the some of my friends. And so I was very motivated financially, because my friends were given cars when they were 16, but I had to earn my own car when I was 16. So, and so on. So, my other friends would have great vacations and, you know, lavish this and that. And I had to pay my own way through high school and through college. And so financially, it was important. And I was one of 6 kids also. And my father was a restaurateur and he was successful, but, you know, 6 kids is a lot to put through all levels of schooling and college. And so by the time it got down to me and I was a boy, I was paying my own way my own cars, my own insurance, my own apartments, my own schooling, my own books. And so I started very financially oriented. And, you know, so from the age of literally 16 on, I paid for everything that it took to live. And in fact, I moved out of the house when I was in high school and had my own apartment in my senior year of high school going into college, because I had businesses that I was running. So anyway, so it, to me, it was important that I was responsible for my own cost of being on the planet. And so I started at a young age with that responsibility. And as I built businesses, I now became responsible for many other families and people and employees. And when I had a business of 500 employees, I was responsible for those 500 employees also. So I always took that responsibility powerfully, that, you know, when you build a business and you hire people and they leave another job, you're now responsible for them to also be successful. So I, you know, the good news is, as I got in on the ground floor of some great industries, you know, I started being successful financially in the early days. And, you know, one of the amazing things that I did is I went, you know, I loved getting involved with public companies, because, you know, my first company, Quantum, that ended up in merging in with a public company, I got stock in that public company for my company. So now that company's stock, we were $1 a share on the New York Stock Exchange, and we went from $1 a share to $20 a share. So that was my first experience with making millions of dollars and being very, very successful, and actually tens of millions of dollars, you know, because I had millions of shares of stock, and the stock was, you know, at $1 a share, it's a nice, you know, little amount of money. But as it went to tens of dollars, it became a much bigger asset. So, you know, so financially, I was fortunate to be able to, by learning you need to take care of yourself and have your own responsibilities. That came, I think, very much so from my mother's side of being a finance person, and then my father's side of showing me how to grow businesses. It was a great 1 + 1 equals 3 or 5 or 7 for me to be able to have my own responsibilities for finance and then learn how to really be very successful out in the marketplace. So, you know, being a success financially.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point,
but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a 5-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer.
Was fortunately something that came to me back in, you know, when I was about 30 years old, when we first started really taking off in this world of the infomercial industry.
Well, friends, I hope you are as intrigued as I am with this behind the scenes look at Kevin Harrington. Again, you can connect with him at kevinharrington.tv. He's got some great stuff to offer there. Real quick, I got two really cool services for you. First, even with all the online information available, I really get good news and great ideas, a lot of inspiration from the latest magazines. However, when I don't get around to reading them, it feels like a waste, which is why Texture is such a great service. With the Texture app, you can get unlimited access to over 200 premium titles, things like Time and The Atlantic, The New Yorker, Wired. Right now, Ziglar Show listeners can try Texture for free. You can have, again, your favorite magazines and try scores of different magazines, even with the back issues, anytime, anywhere. So start a free trial with Texture if you'll go to Texture, T-E-X-T-U-R-E, texture.com/Ziglar. Okay, free trial. If you choose to continue, Ziglar podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over $30 off their listed normal price. There are also great gift options available for the holiday season. So go to texture.com/Ziglar to start your free trial today. Again, that's texture.com/Ziglar. Well, if you are an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or even if you have a side gig, which that's most of the Ziglar audience, let me introduce you to Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Grasshopper lets you run your business from your cell phone while keeping your business and personal lives separate. You can choose from their huge inventory of local toll-free or vanity toll-free numbers. Simply forward your new number to your mobile phone, start taking calls immediately. So whether you are in an office, in your car, out shopping for the holidays, Grasshopper's iPhone and Android apps will help you stay connected to your customers. You can send and receive calls and texts from your business phone number, set up multiple extensions for everyone on your team, get your voicemails transcribed and emailed to you, work from anywhere with call forwarding, make and receive calls from your computer via the desktop app, and even utilize Wi-Fi calling. Grasshopper offers an easy and instant setup and 24/7 customer support, no long-term contracts. So be professional, responsive, and efficient with Grasshopper. Get your business phone number today. You can go to grasshopper.com/Ziglar to get $20 off your first month. Again, that's grasshopper.com/Ziglar. All right, now we go back to Kevin Harrington and his habits of success. Well, next one is spiritual. This is an area that, as you know, can often be left behind with all the other urgent, tangible things in life. So what's in your spiritual spoke?
So spiritually, I was, my mother was a very a powerful force in my life. Obviously, you know, I mentioned her background already, but you know, I was, you know, was raised in the Catholic world, and you know, I went to Cardinal Pacelli grade school, which was a Catholic, you know, a school in Cincinnati, Ohio. And, you know, I was an altar boy in the, from the sixth grade on. And my mother instilled in me the God-fearing aspects of my life to this day. And in fact, you know, graduating from grade school, went into an all boys Catholic high school that priests were our teachers. And so I was brought up in a very kind of strict Catholic environment, and you know, paid my dues and my respects, and believed that it was important to make sure that you took care of your friends and your neighbors, and had a very you know, very close knit feeling to the church. And being a part of my mother's umbrella, my mother, you know, on her passing, at she lived quite a life, but she went to church 6 days a week, and in her final days, and I can't say that I was quite there with her every day, but you know, I was still, you know, up to her dying days, and since, you know, with her all the way. So, you know, I believe that making sure that you take care of your fellow man is the most important thing in building your businesses and having a long-term relationship with them.
Hey, Kevin, one, the next spoke is career. And, you know, our first show that we did with you, you know, we got to learn a lot about you and staying on top of your career and the industries that you built. But I'd love to know this new, you know, 30-year legacy plan you have of your new passion to focus on helping others with their career. What kind of habits have you put in place that make that happen? Now, I've witnessed firsthand seeing you do this, and I think you're doing it very naturally. But have you ever thought about, you know, some of the habits you've got that are built around helping other entrepreneurs to be the entrepreneur's entrepreneur?
Yeah. So great question. I think the, so when I talked about family, I talked about making sure that I schedule my family time. I also schedule my time to give back to the entrepreneurial community. So, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, as I coach my team around me, from my son and my assistant who schedules my time, I say that, you know, I have an allocation of each week that has to be, you know, delegated to the various things that I do. So, you know, I delegate a certain amount of time to the product side of the business, which is still, you know, I'm always going to be in this As Seen on TV world developing products. And that's, you know, 20% of my time. And then I devote 20% of my time to the businesses that I'm running. Currently, I'm involved with a couple dozen businesses. So, so I've got an allocation of products and the businesses that I'm involved with, and 20% of my time has to go to my family, and then another 20% of my time has to go to developing new business opportunities, and then the other 20% of my time that has to go to helping others build their businesses, and sort of my charitable time back to, you know, giving back to the world. So this entrepreneur's entrepreneur kind of thing. So upcoming, I've got, you know, there's in October, we've got events happening in Tampa, Florida, where I'll be coaching and mentoring the Collegiate Entrepreneurs Organization. And they have their annual conference. So there's about a 3 or 4 day window there where I won't be getting paid any money. I'll be donating my time, donating, you know, my mentorship, and working with entrepreneurs. And I do this on a weekly basis. It's not just the Collegiate Entrepreneurs. I'm also one of the co-founders of the Entrepreneurs Organization, and I co-founded the Electronic Retailing Association. So I have these are all nonprofit organizations that I designate and devote a part of my time to. It's not necessarily so much a day, because these things happen sometimes weekly or monthly or quarterly in terms of obligations. But, you know, it's important for me as part of my being the entrepreneur's entrepreneur to be able to delegate a certain amount of my time to give back. And I think that is part of my scheduling. And, you know, my assistant will say, well, hey, look, you've got this thing coming up that's, you know, going to take 2 or 3 days here for the Collegiate Entrepreneurs. Do you really have the time for it? And I'm like, yes, I do have the time for it, because we just have to take other things that may have to happen around that time and move them to some other time, because this is part of me doing what I need to do to execute my lifetime strategy.
Got it. Well, last one here is personal. And in this one, we're usually looking for there's all the things that you do to be at top performance, but this is another area like that, but it's more just about you, about Kevin Harrington, to be the fullest, best Kevin Harrington that you can be, even joys and hobbies, the things that you do for you. What are those?
Yeah. So, I always love to, you know, to talk about the things that I'm, you know, that like golf is one of my hobbies. Okay. So when you talk about personal, and it's funny because people laugh because, you know, to be a really good golfer, you really have to focus on it. And so, you know, I consider myself, you know, a hack when it comes to golfing, but I'm actually getting a little better as I, as I get to get out there. I try to get out at least a couple times a month, but I do enjoy golf. Is one of those things. It's very, you know, people say, well, with all the things you've got going on, how do you get out on the golf course for 4 hours? I said, well, first of all, it's 4 hours away from everything, right? It's hanging out with the buddies. It's out on the golf course. And by the way, the hotter it is, the better. I don't mind 95 degrees in the middle of summer in August in St. Pete, Florida, because it's like a steam shower out on the golf course on a day like that. But it's sweating. There's just something about it that is, it's like going on a hike or climbing the mountain or whatever. And, you know, and so the beauty of golf is in an 18 hole round, you might have 5 or 6, you know, kind of great holes that keep you coming back. It's, you know, so yeah, you might have a few bad ones also, but that's, you know, hey, that's the same thing in business. You do a show that works and you do a couple that don't. So, you know, I'm sort of the 1 out of 3 kind of guy on the golf course. And it's, you know, I love golf and I love bowling and I love concerts and I love going to baseball games. And, you know, so, you know, I'm there Thursday night football. I've got a, you know, I'm a great, I love, you know, tuning into the NFL season. And I've been a season ticket holder to the Rays baseball for 8 years running. So I go to baseball games, football games, basketball, et cetera. So I love, you know, because I'm a very competitive guy. So, you know, my personal side, you know, I'll say this. My wife says she can't believe, you know, how every morning when I wake up, she says, I shoot out of bed. And it's like, she says, it's like, you got a rocket up your butt. Okay. And she's like, what, how do you do that? And I'm like, I wake up happy. I wake up ready to hit the ground running and ready to tackle the day, because I know, number one, there's going to be, I've got great businesses and great friends and great family that I'm involved with on a day-to-day basis. So I already know going into the day, I'm blessed, but I also know that I'm going to meet new opportunities and see new deals and new things that are going to be so inspiring and creating new, just, you know, power situations going down the line, that, you know, this is the excitement of my day, is understanding the new things that are coming. And then I love to then also at the same time, you know, like here it is, I've been on the road about a week, but I'm coming home. I've got a football game watching party at my house, and I've got golf scheduled on one day, and actually a second day for the weekend. And my wife and I are going to the movies. And so at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's the important thing for me is making sure I've got all of the things that are scheduled across the board. And, you know, it's just going to, I know I'm going to have a great weekend of just a little bit of R&R, kicking back a little bit. Yep. Still be overseeing a lot of the things I'm involved with, but it's a little bit of a recharge that is necessary, because I've had a couple week run. I was doing international stuff around the world, but this little couple of days recharge is going to be a very powerful thing, so that I'll be ready to jump back in. And I've got about a 5 day downtime that'll be good to, you know, kind of get back in the groove business wise from there. So It's just a lot of fun having, I think, a very positive mental attitude, I think, is what it ends up being at the end of the day, is just keeping very focused on being happy, joyous, and looking forward to making, you know, kind of helping other people empower themselves also.
Well, Kevin, I got to say, Zig Ziglar used to say all the time, we all need to check up from the neck up. And, you know, we didn't tell you in advance. I want to be public about this. We did not tell you in advance the 7 areas of the Ziglar Wheel of Life. Now, you may have seen him before in his stuff, but, you know, but probably not recalled them right off the bat. So we were putting you on the spot on all 7 of these. Not a surprise to me at all, nor do I think it's probably a surprise to any of the listeners that you have healthy habits, that you have habits that really fuel your success in those 7 areas, because really it's our habits that really propel us forward. You know, when we're on this journey to success, we don't wake up accidentally someday and find success. We develop winning habits, successful habits. And that's why Mr. Ziglar used to talk about that. So Kevin, thank you so much for, again, your time. Thank you for, honestly, today, you know, just pulling back the curtain, letting us have a peek inside of Kevin Harrington's life so that we can appreciate what really makes you who you are. And I got to tell you something, the more time I spend with you, the more excited I am to see these next 30 years, because something tells me you're just hitting a new gear.
Yeah, I agree. I think, it that's what it feels like for me. And, it's been, I look at my life and it doesn't even feel like I've been here 60 years already, but, I definitely am looking forward to the next 30 years. And, I think it's important that, as you live your life, you do a lot of things for yourself along the way. And at a point you realize that, it's time to help doing things for other people in the future. And that's really is going to be the next 30. So I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate all the kind comments. Thank you. Thanks for the kind words. And it's been a real pleasure to be here with both of you. Mark, Kevin, thank you for having me.
Kevin, thank you. Thanks for blessing us and blessing this audience. We will do this again. So I wonder what habits of Kevin Harrington's success, his daily habits, resonated with you or inspired you. I mean, our goal with these habits interviews is to showcase that none of these massively successful people, just like Zig Ziglar, fell out of the sky as superheroes. They merely did the day-to-day work, daily habits. And we got to learn from these examples, and we can. Again, you can find Kevin at kevinharrington.tv. Well, coming up in show 509, we ask people this question. What caused you to finally start? You were going along, maybe you had a wish or a desire or a need, but time went on and you didn't act. Then finally, X happened. You started forward, took a step, or leapt. What was the cause? Why did you finally go forward? We got, of course, incredible feedback, and Michelle Prince and I walk through it together with you. It's really profound stuff. So till then, folks, thank you for letting me walk with you as we inspire our true performance together.